You're listening to the Commercial Finance Podcast by Lee Chandler, where we discuss industry insights, tips about lending, capital finance, business acquisitions.
The worst investment you can have is cash.
Real estate acquisitions.
Your financial advice depends on who you are.
And everything in between. This is the Commercial Finance Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Lee Chandler Podcast. We're just going to dive right into it.
Let's go. And here's the deal. Most of y'all, when you get ready to dive into the pool, you want to take off your clothes, or you want to have this fashionable, you know, trunks or what have you. I'm old school. I jump in either with what I got on or what I don't have on. So, please don't try to picture that. All right.
So Hank, quick question.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about this. What is that? $120 billion? Is that right?
Yes. Small banks lost $120 billion in deposits during the SVB. That's the Silicon Valley Bank.
Okay.
And its sister bank. Yeah.
So
lost. We need to make sure we clarify lost. But go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
So. Hank shared that article with me, and it's many takeaways on this article.
Sure it is.
But one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting is they took out $120 billion.
With a B. Yes.
From these quote unquote small regional banks.
Yeah, small regional banks, yeah.
So Silicon Valley, when they had their depositors, you know, whatever, withdrawal, money, they ended up being like $900 million negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the hole?
Yeah.
958 or something.
Not 120 billion, but no, yeah.
But not, so.
Okay, let me see if I can help y'all. My background is military. I was a finance and accounting officer at Army bases. At any time during the day or month, regulators would come into my operation, I shut down everything, and they counted my money or my paper mean money. And if I didn't balance to the penny, every time they came in, I was in hot water. I could have lost my career, and if they thought it was some type of embezzlement going, I could have gone to jail. Point I'm making is that in the banking arena, it's an exact science. Okay? That's all I want you to know. Exactly. You say, well, you know, listen, I process over $3 billion with a B dollars of transactions every year. And you go like, you gotta be joking. Well, no, but again, we want you to understand the magnitude of what it is that we're trying to get you to understand. Small banks who didn't have a problem that the California banks had were negatively impacted by the management decisions of a bank across the country to the tune of at least $120 billion and probably counting.
Yeah, it's probably more than that.
Okay.
And the thing I'll say real quick is that they were... Not only were they impacted, but they may have to begin to sell existing holdings.
Absolutely.
This could be debt holdings. This could be finance instruments. It could be buildings themselves, mm-hmm. in which they may have to sell, just so that they can liquidate and have cash ready.
And see, to me, I think it's another big C word. It's not capital. I think it's criminal. But again, it's white collar crime, and when those guys go to jail, they go to the Taj Mahal.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, let's not talk about your friend Trump today.
I wouldn't talk about him.
So.
Oh, that's right. He does have a Taj Mahal. I wasn't talking about him. I'm just referring to just white collar criminals. They get a slap on the hand. But if I were to go into some place with a piece, And I ended up getting a candy bar.
Okay.
I could go to jail.
Okay.
For theft, using an arm, using a weapon,
and danger.
All that other stuff, and I could spend 20 years for a freaking candy bar.
That's correct.
And these guys are, you know, 800 million plus, and they get a slap on. They just get fired.
They get fired
with a parachute.
Now, I do want to say this. The government has things in place to where it's supposed to be insured, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The deposits are. Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Up to $250,000 of deposit, but they changed that.
Really?
Yeah, they said, hang on. Mr. Leland, if you've got millions of dollars in this bank, we're going to insure it all if it's your deposit. If it's your money, we're going to insure it all. So what does that do for the banks?
Gee willikers.
I'm sorry. So again, as I said sometime earlier today, people are constantly beating up the government for interfering. But let me help you with something. You best be glad that Big Brother's got an eye out for you.
That's correct.
That's all I'm going to say. You know, don't be too quick to drink the Kool-Aid. Don't be too quick to get on the hype and the wagon, because these banks, these little guys, they lost $120 billion dollars. And you say, well, how did they lose $120 billion, Leland?
People were afraid, or are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was pretty interesting. So people withdrew $120 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not actually deposit $120 billion into the larger banks, though. They separated that amount from the larger banks into money market accounts, which is pretty funny, by the way, because money market accounts are still issued by banks.
Yeah.
Which is very odd to me that they thought that was safe, but it is what it is.
But if I'm playing sleight of hands with you, and I'm saying that this is safer than putting your money in the bank, and part of it was a charade.
Sure. Yeah.
Your money in the bank is getting less than 0.5%.
Yep, the rates, yeah.
Per annum, and in the money markets, but you gotta park it there for a while.
Just for a little bit.
Well, some places 5 years or longer. Okay, but if you know you got that kind of money, you're not walking around, you know, unless you're gonna go out and make it rain somewhere. But the point I'm making is, we all want a certain level of assurance and security.
Security, yeah.
Okay.
Stability.
So we have to be careful as to the words we use to get from where we are to where we want to be. Because again, you think it's okay. So this fear, this run on the market. In fact, I got a letter from my bank saying, we just want you to know that
because all is well.
That's right.
Got the same stuff, yeah.
But let me help you with something. If I took it out of that bank, in which bank am I going to put it in if they all are being threatened by that
same
by that
system.
Same by COVID?
Right, by a financial COVID.
By a financial COVID.
Absolutely, unless one of those banks has the vaccine.
Well, the big banks have the vaccine because they fall under this umbrella called too big to fail.
Correct.
And they are protected by the same government that they rile against.
Correct. And I'm going to say this as we wrap up real quick. The reason that a larger bank is protected is because they're able to do business internationally. That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
So whether you're an oligarch in Russia and you happen to park your money with us or elsewhere. But that's essentially how that works.
Or Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
So if I'm Chase and you happen to do business with, you know, you're an oil icon or you're an oil tycoon.
Tycoons.
Out of Saudi Arabia, then you have your billions with me and Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm able to go ahead and lend that out multiple times.
On your behalf.
On your behalf.
Oh,
as
yeah.
long as I can keep this one big whale
of,
on here.
Of course. Of
we're,
course.
We're good. Mm-hmm. I don't care what Olive, for example. I don't care what all of Chattanooga, Tennessee does.
That's
and,
it.
And their withdrawals.
No. And again, people, if you have money in a bank, up to 250,000, but as I said, I don't know what the upper limit is now, because there was a stopgap that was put in place. So if the bank, if your money is insured and the bank fails, okay, there's no need to move your money.
Supposedly. The other thing too that's pretty interesting, Hank, I don't know if you thought about this, is God forbid something does fail, right? My question is, for like, if you're insured, does the FDIC cut you a check? And if they do cut you a check, where do you have to deposit that check to receive the money? Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get liquid.
Because the FDIC is not going to drop a duffel bag on your front doorsteps. Yeah.
That's something we have to research. But to me, Leland, just knowing that there's a safety net.
Yeah.
I didn't lose a lot of sleep.
We will catch you guys on the next one.
God bless you.
Hey, what's up, guys? This episode is sponsored by Morning Brew. Morning Brew is actually a newsletter that we use at our company to basically get an edge or an advantage on our competition and when it comes to investment news. Morning Brew is a free newsletter that anyone can utilize. And every morning around 5 a.m., you're going to get a crisp, structured email newsletter that will give you insider advantage when it comes to trading, investing, and building your portfolio. So if that sounds of interest to you, all you have to do to get your new subscription is go to leechandler.net/morningbrew. That's leechandler.net/morningbrew. Talk to you soon.